why are firefighters so funny?
I don't know why.
Because their jokes are always lit.
Oh, of course.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Put on your red hats, it's time. We got a call and there's a fire. It's an emergency. So suit up, let's go for a ride. Turn on the fire truck's flashing lights. We gotta hurry up and get there fast to save the day. So drive, drive, drive. We gotta go put out the fire. Don't forget to sound the siren. It goes firefighter, use the ladder to climb up higher, day or night. Always ready for a firefight. Drive the fire truck down the road. We must be getting close, I can see the smoke. So everybody get out of the way. We gotta go put out the fire. Don't forget to sound the siren. It goes wee wee oo, 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 goes the fire truck. Wee wee oo, 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 goes the fire truck. If there's a fire, I'll be there in my fire truck. Fire. Don't forget to sound the siren. It goes wee wee oo, 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 goes the fire truck. Wee wee oo, 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 goes the fire truck.
That was the Fire Truck Song by Danny Goh. And this is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and a little while back, the kids' crew and I took a trip to a fire station here in Albuquerque. We learned all about fire safety, fire trucks, and how firefighters work to save people's lives. This is what we found out. Today on the show, we are actually at a fire station, Albuquerque Fire Rescue Station Number 3, with our fire chief, Emily Jaramillo. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Chief Jaramillo.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to have you with us, and thank you so much for inviting us to your fire station. We certainly have a lot of questions for you.
Well, when you're not actively out saving the day with fires, what do you actually do all day at the fire station?
So first of all, as the fire chief, unfortunately, I don't get to actively go out and save lives anymore. Firefighters, we like to say that we do all hazards. So I'll give you an example of different calls that we had last week. So about 80% of what we do is medical. So when someone has a medical emergency and they call 911, our firefighters respond out for that. So it could be anywhere from having a heart attack to feeling really sick. We do mountain rescues. So when hikers get injured on the mountain, we help with that. We do wildland firefighting. So outdoor in our open spaces, we do that kind of firefighting. We rescued a pigeon that was stuck on a piece of art sculpture down at the biopark. So we put our ladder up and we rescued a pigeon that was stuck. So we do a little bit of everything.
We're actually going to be hearing from the battalion chief who saved that pigeon later on in the show.
Do firefighters, like, live at the fire station like you see in TV shows and movies or whatever, or do they just live in houses like everyone else?
So both. But our firefighters, this fire station is their home. So when they're not out on calls, they live here. They come into work at 8 in the morning, and they are at work for 48 hours. So they sleep here. They have to clean the station. They cook. They take care of the trucks. This is their home away from home for 48 hours. These guys came into work this morning, and then they'll go home in 2 days, and then they'll go to their houses where they live.
Wow, that's really a commitment for your job.
How many fire stations are in Albuquerque?
We have 22 fire stations, but next week we're opening a new one, so we'll have 23 fire stations.
Is that pretty typical for towns? Do towns usually have more than one fire station, or what makes it so that you had to have a second fire station and then a third? Is it population or the size of the town in terms of area?
So it is population and the types of calls, how busy the fire department is. There's standards that we follow, national standards that we follow. And so as we see growth, so this new fire station is going on Albuquerque's west side, which has been an area that has been growing in population over the past 2 decades. So that's what determined that we needed a fire station there, because it's really important that we meet our response times. So as people build their homes, if the fire station is really far, and you call 911 and you have a fire, it could take a long time for us to get there. So that new station means people that live there will get service from the fire department faster.
What do you mean by response time?
So when someone calls 911, we start tracking how long it takes to dispatch the crew, which is our dispatchers will alert the crew. You'll hear loud tones go off in the station to wake them up if they're sleeping. So that starts the clock. And then the response time is how long it takes for them to drive from the fire station to the emergency.
And what do you want that response time to be? Like you said, there's national standards. So is there like a standard for how many minutes?
For something very critical, like a fire, we want to get there in 4 minutes. And then we try to get to less critical calls in 8 minutes.
Wow, this explains why you run red lights and things like that.
Yes.
You can learn more about firefighters in our learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for firefighters.
There's fire in the lower deck and fire down below. Fire in the main well, the captain didn't know. Fire, fire, fire down below. It's fetch a bucket of water, girls, there's fire down below. There's fire up aloft, there's fire down below. Fire in the galley and the cookie didn't know. Fire, fire, fire down below. It's fetch a bucket of water, girls, there's fire down below. There's fire in the far peak and fire down below. Fire in the chain plates, the bosun didn't know. Fire, fire, fire down below. It's fetch a bucket of water, girls, there's fire down below.
Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Firefighters, fighting fires is the job we do. We turn up in our big red truck, ready to rescue you. We're firefighters, fighting fires is what we're all about. When the water flows out a big fire hose, it puts the fire out. Got my firefighting pants and my firefighting coat, with gloves and boots and an air mask that keeps out the smoke. I got my walkie-talkie and an axe to knock down doors.
Oh, careful!
My fire helmet protects my head in case something falls. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Firefighters, fighting fires is the job we do. We turn up in our big red truck, ready to rescue you. We're firefighters, fighting fires is what we're all about. When the water flows out a big fire hose, it puts the fire out.
Stand ready at the fire station, waiting for a call.
When we hear the fire alarm, we slide down.
down the fire pole. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Firefighters fighting fires is the job we do. We turn up in our big red truck, ready to rescue you. We're firefighters, fighting fires is what we're all about. When the water flows out a big fire hose, it puts the fire out. If you find yourself in need of help in an emergency, fire, floods and accidents and kittens stuck in trees.
Your kitten, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Sound the sirens, Nino, Nino. Firefighters, fighting fires is the job we do. We turn up in our big red truck, ready to rescue you. We're firefighters, fighting fires is what we're all about. When the water flows out a big fire hose, it puts the fire out.
So turn the hoses on,
then before too long, we'll put the fire out.
That was Bounce Patrol right here on the Children's Hour. And before that, Peggy Seeger. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're learning about firefighters, and we have a learning guide posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode called Firefighters. The kids crew and I are at an Albuquerque fire station, and with us is Captain Kyle Christian. And we're looking at a fire truck. What is that we're seeing?
So what we have here at the front of our truck, we have what's called a bumper line or a trash line. It's a pre-connected section of hose, of inch and three-quarter hose, inch and three-quarter diameter hose, that we use to fight fires. It's a short section of hose because we usually use it for smaller fires, for maybe a large trash can on fire, like a dumpster. It could be used for a car fire. It could be used for any number of things. But we can quickly deploy this hose and get right into the fight, fighting fires wherever we're at.
You're aiming that right at the base of the fire.
We're aiming that right at the base of the fire. A lot of times we'll kind of aim it at the ceiling and let it rain down. So we go into a door, we make entry into whatever emergency situation that we're walking into. And a lot of times the best thing we can do is spray the water above us and let it rain down, let some of that steam kind of rush out above our heads, that steam and smoke. And then we have a better view of where the fire may be around us, and we aim right at the base of that fire.
And what is that thing on the tip of the hose?
So what we have on our hose lines that we use to fight fire, a lot of them have what are called combination nozzles. So we can use them to either make a big cone shape, or we can use a straight stream shape is what we call it, which is essentially just a big garden hose. And what we always remember, what we teach all of our firefighters in school, is that when you twist the tip of the nozzle to the left, it's left for life. So we use that big cone shape to protect our lives or lives of the people that are behind us. And then when we twist it to the right, we twist right for fight. And that means that we're ready to fight the fire. We're ready to produce all of that water so that we can put the fire out.
Wow, our fire captain is pulling out this hose.
So what we have on the backside of the truck here is we have our larger diameter hose. So we have both our 5-inch hose that we would use to connect to a fire hydrant. Our trucks carry 500 gallons of water, but often that's only going to last us a couple minutes in a fire. So what we do is we connect to fire hydrants with our very large hose that's going to supply us with more water than we could ever use from the public water system below us.
That's what all those fire hydrants are for. Now we're heading back into the truck to see what they have inside. Oh, do you all see that?
It's very big. It's red. Inside there appears to be a uniform.
What are we looking at in here? We're in the passenger side of the front of the fire truck, and we're looking at it, and in fact, there is a uniform. Is that a special uniform?
That is a special uniform. That is our turnout gear. So that's the special uniform that the firefighters wear when we are fighting a fire. What it is essentially a heavy coat, pants, boots, and helmet that we wear to protect us from heat and protect us from fire. So our gear altogether, every firefighter that works at the fire station, in the end, with our special clothes and our backpack we wear that carries our breathing air, that adds about 50 pounds of weight to us before we go into a fire.
That explains why all these firefighters are so incredibly muscly and strong looking. That is a lot of weight to have to carry around to go to work. I suppose you get used to it.
You do get used to it after a time. We do a really good job in our firefighter training school of getting you very used to wearing that equipment every day for long periods of time. And you get to take plenty of breaks, too. There's definitely some time where you need to, you know, drink some water and take a breather. It's not meant to be worn for a long time.
So in here are already set up these boots and pants and a jacket. I must ask you one more question. Is this universal sizing or is this your personal one so you're ready to go?
So we get, as soon as you graduate firefighter school, you get a custom fit set of jacket, pants, and boots that fits you and you alone. So everything fits perfectly, and that makes sure that we have a really good seal around our ankles, our wrists, our neck, those custom fit sizes. Kind of like if you were just buying a nice dress shirt, you would need a custom fit shirt that fits you, and it makes sure that hot air and those dangerous fumes inside of a fire can't get to my skin or into my mouth or nose.
So this is actually your outfit.
So this one is my outfit. This is my custom fit set of bunker gear.
You also have a computer in here, it looks like, and that must be connected back to the station headquarters?
It is. So what we have is we have a mobile computer, we have a laptop, and what this section of the truck is meant to be is kind of the incident command post. This is where the officer of the truck rides. So this is where myself as a fire captain would ride in this seat. We have our radio, we have our computer, and we have all of our special gear so that when we roll up to a fire or any other kind of emergency, I can call people on the radio. I can send messages through my computer, and I can also get dressed here once we get to the scene and we realize what we're dealing with. I use it as my mobile office for a little while at the beginning of every call.
That was the voice of Captain Kyle Christian showing us the inside of a real fire truck. Coming up next is Fire Truck by Imagination Movers from Rock-O-Matic.
In my fire truck, we're bound to roll. In my fire truck, look at him go. In my fire truck, help is on the way. In my fire truck, gonna save the day.
Ladder truck
to reach the top. Pumper truck, water never stops.
Rescue truck
is on the way.
Hazmat truck
to keep you safe.
Ladder truck
to reach the top.
Pumper truck,
water never stops.
Rescue truck
is on the way.
Hazmat truck
to keep you safe.
Fire truck.
Community need some help, need a hand, gotta call a fireman. That'll help night a day. Fire trucks are on the way. Keep you cool, yes you can. Gotta make a fire plan. Hear the sirens,
hear the sirens.
See the lights,
see the lights.
Anytime, day or night,
day or night. Hooray!
Ladder truck
to reach the top.
Pumper truck,
water never stops.
Rescue truck
is on the way.
Hazmat truck
to keep you safe.
Ladder truck.
Listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. Keep up with all the news of the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter. Find the sign-up form at childrenshour.org.